Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Let me start with a story today, one Jesus told that paints a vivid picture of what it means to be filled with God's Spirit. Imagine this scene. It's the middle of the night, and 10 young women are eagerly awaiting the arrival of the bridegroom. They've each brought their lamps filled with oil, but as the hours pass and the night grows long, something happens. 5 of them realize they're running out of oil. Panic sets in. The bridegroom is almost here and their lamps are flickering. They ask the others, "Please give us some of your oil." But the wise ones who came prepared say, "No, there isn't enough for everyone." The foolish women run off to buy more oil, but by the time they return, it's too late. The bridegroom has arrived and the door to the wedding feast is shut. They are left outside. This story from Matthew 25, 1-13 is a powerful reminder to be spiritually prepared, keeping our lives filled with oil, which represents the Holy Spirit. Just like those wise women, we need to have our lamps filled, prepared for when Christ comes again. So, what does this fresh oil mean in our lives? Well, throughout Scripture, oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. It's not just about strength or anointing. It's about the very presence of God within us, enabling us to flourish and live out our calling. Let's take a closer look at how the Holy Spirit helps us flourish in our walk with God. First, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. Jesus said in John 16:8, "When he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." This is vital because without the Holy Spirit's conviction, we can become comfortable in our sin, and that will destroy us. Conviction isn't meant to condemn us, but to lead us back to God's truth and forgiveness. When we feel that gentle nudge in our spirit reminding us to turn away from something harmful, that's the Spirit doing his work to keep our hearts pure. And this positions us to flourish. Second, the Holy Spirit comforts us. Jesus called him the Comforter in John 14:26. When we're weighed down by sorrow, worry, or fear, the Holy Spirit is the one who comes alongside us, bringing peace that surpasses understanding. This comfort is what sustains us in difficult times, reminding us that we are never alone. Just as fresh oil revitalizes the body, the Spirit's comfort renews our souls. Third, the Holy Spirit helps us understand Scripture. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, Paul writes, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit." Have you ever read a passage in the Bible and suddenly it comes alive? Well, that's the Holy Spirit revealing the depths of God's Word to you, making it more than just ink on a page, but a living, breathing truth. Let me tell you something. In hard times, you need understanding from God's Word even more than at other times. Next, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Romans 8:26 tells us the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with wordless groans. Isn't that amazing? When we don't know how to pray, the Spirit prays on our behalf, lifting up our needs to the Father in perfect alignment with his will. Now, these are just a few of the roles the Holy Spirit plays in our lives, and each one is crucial for preparing us for Christ's return. He convicts, he comforts, he teaches, and intercedes, ensuring that we're spiritually ready, our lamps filled with fresh oil. He empowers us to live lives of purpose and holiness, and as we walk daily with him, we're continually renewed, refreshed, and made strong, just like Psalm 92:10 promises. So as you walk today, ask God to fill you with fresh oil. Let the Holy Spirit do his work in you, preparing you for the day when Christ, our bridegroom, returns. It's time to pile a whole lot of verses on top of one another. Psalm 92, 1-10 is your memory work today. Now, before you memorize and meditate, ask for the Holy Spirit to interpret these verses to you and to illuminate God's truth. One more thing. How's your body doing? Feeling the difference? I hope so. We need strong bodies to flourish. I know I've asked this before, but tell me, how is this Holy Girl Walk working for you? I really want to hear from you. As we develop the Holy Girl Walk Volume 3, your insight will be a blessing. So jump on my website and send me an email with your good news about what worked and any ideas about what we can do better as a team. Or send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. Happy walking, friend.